Welcome to this programme in our podcast of highlights from recent discussions in NCSL in Dialogue, Talk to Learn's online community for national education debate, accessed by more than 16,000 school leaders every month. All comments in this programme are represented by the voices of actors.
What can school leaders in England learn from their counterparts in other parts of the world? Despite different education systems and cultural norms, are there common leadership challenges, practical as well as strategic ones? Terry Cryson, principal of the British International School in Pudong, Shanghai, shared his experience of leading a foreign school in a recent discussion in Talk to Learn. It's an all-through school with a transient population, and it was these two aspects of his work that school leaders were keen to hear about. One wanted to know how Terry's school managed pupil data, given that pupils frequently join and leave the school. It's a problem schools in England working in highly multicultural environments also face.
In some schools in England, 40 or more nationalities is not unknown, and with that comes the inevitable transience in the overall school population.
At the international school, every child is required to present a report of their academic and social performance on arrival at the school, translated where necessary into English, Terry explained.
We provide annual reports and education transcripts for parents to use when they leave the school. These are becoming more individualised to different country needs.
But given the range of nationalities, education systems and how the curriculum differs between countries, there can be no one-size-fits-all solution, he added. Peter Howard, a Year 5-6 teacher in a primary school in Norfolk, is looking to work abroad and wanted to know whether he could expect foreign schools to set as much store by parental links as his current one.
We enjoy a good reputation with our local community, and I wonder how parental and community influence or commitment is different abroad. I personally feel that those links make the whole school experience stronger and more meaningful for the pupils in our classes. Learning becomes fun and more relaxed.
Terry agreed that getting to know parents socially could help to build positive relationships which have an impact in school. Key to doing that is to have a good command of the language, he said, as language barriers can be a big problem. Another contributor was interested in the implications of all-through schooling for teachers' career prospects.
What do others think about teacher career projections within all-age, all-through education? Does this help both the teachers and the children?
Terry said primary teachers moving to secondary education had produced some of the most creative teaching he'd seen in his career.
This year, one of my primary staff will take that leap, and I have every confidence that she'll add significant value to the secondary curriculum by doing this, not just in her classes, because her influence will spread to other secondary staff. With the right support, teachers stepping over this imposed and arbitrary divide at age 11 can make a significant contribution to the development of learning. I'd encourage colleagues to think about this carefully and support such moves with a strong coaching programme.
And that completes this programme. Thanks for listening. And don't forget, you can subscribe to receive future programmes in this series of Talk to Learn highlights at www.ncsl.org.uk/online-communities.
Talk to Learn has over 100,000 members. If you'd like to join, visit www.ncsl.org.uk/online-communities.